Mishnah Yomis for Wednesday, the 21st day of Tammuz, Tovshin Peves. Masech de Trumas, Perek Shmini, Mishnah Yud. V'chein chavis shel shemen, also a barrel of oil, of truma that was tahir, tahira, shenishpecha, that started to spill out, and the oil is flowing everywhere. It's going to waste. Moide Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua. Here too, they both agree. She'im yochel hatzil mimena revius patara. If he can quickly save at least one revius of a log, about 86 mil of it, of this oil, in a state of tara, then he should do so. He should run after a keli, which is tahor, fetch it, and go and save at least one revius of log from an hashemen yatzil, then he should do so. Even though, while he's doing that, the rest of the oil is just going to be wasted. Nevertheless, he should not take any keli that he has at hand or hands that are tomei and actively make the oil tomei, because since he can save a revius of a log of oil in a state of purity, he should do so. Vimlav, what happens if he can't? There's no way he can get a keli tor to even save a revius of oil in a state of this shemen truma, of this truma oil in a state of purity. Then Rabbi Eliezer, I'm a tered vitivala. Tered vitibala. Let it just go down to waste. Let it go down the drain. And va'al yivalen v'yarav. But he should not make it tummy with his hands. Don't soak it up with his hands. Don't, because his hands are shnias l'tumah, second degree tumah, they'll metam the truma. It is also to be metame truma actively with your hands. In fact, some have the girsa here, like we had in the previous Mishnah. Va'al yitam enu b'yarav. He should not purposely or actively make it tummy. Again, Rabbi Yeshua will argue here, and he will say, as he does in the next Mishnah, he'll tell us that he can make it tamei, because he cannot, he's allowed to make it tamei, the truma, even though because he cannot save even a revius of shemen of oil in a state of tara. Now, it's interesting that in our Mishnah, it's when the Mishnah talks about a barrel of truma oil that became tamei. We're talking here about not one that's on the top going down into an olive press. We're talking here about one that's lying on the street somewhere. It's just going to be wasted. Why is that? Why did we choose a different case to the barrel of wine in the previous case, where the barrel of wine's contents were going down from the top pit to the lower pit, where there is a whole lot of wine there? And the reason is as follows. With the oil, with wine of truma, if it goes down into the lower pit, then it's finished. You can't, the truma down below is not going to be good at all. And therefore, Rabbi Yeshua argues and he says, look, if you can't save even a revius of wine in a state of tumah, in a state of tara, of purity, then you don't have to spoil all the wine going down. You can actively make the wine on top tummy. That's fine. You can, to save your chulin, you can do that. But in the case of the oil, were that to be the case where it was a pit of oil in the upper pit or the upper press, there was the oil going down into a lower press where there was oil that was chulin and make everything tamei of truma, that's not a total loss. It's meduma. It's also for a Yisrael, but a kohen can still use it for lighting, because that's one use of truma, which is oil that is tamei. You can actually roil out locker here. The kohen is allowed to use it for his lighting purposes, and therefore the loss involved is much less. And then if it were a case like that, even Rabbi Yeshua would agree to Rabbi Eliezer that even when you cannot save a revius of it in a state of tara, you should not make it tamei in his hands. We actively make it tamei. Why? Because it's got some purpose. It's not a total loss. And that's why the Mishnah used a case of a barrel of oil that had spilt on the ground, going down a drain, where there is absolutely, it's going to be a total waste if he tries to chase after Kalim, which is Tahor, and not make it Tameh. Mishnah Yudalf. Ve'alzoi ve'alzoi. And in either case, whether it's the case of the barrel that was broken in the upper top of the wine in the previous mission, in two missions ago, whether it's the case of the barrel of oil that's been spilled out onto the street, or Some learn, that's how some Mefarshim learn. Others learn Al-Zo, whether it refers, whether it's like we had in Mishnah Ches, where the barrel of Truma had a Sophic Tumah occur to it, where it's possible it's Truma not. Or whether it's Zo, Al-Zo means the cases of the barrel of wine, the oil, where it's being spoiled, it's broken or it's going out to waste. In both cases, Omer Rabbi Yeshua, Loi zuhi truma shani muzar la milatama elamachla. This is not the type of truma, not the type of case that I have that there is a prohibition for me to make a tame. I'm only prohibited to eat it. Because the only time that we're not allowed to matame truma is truma that's able to be eaten. That if you would make a tame, you would not be able to eat from it. Then I have an obligation to keep it in a state of tara. But in these cases that we've mentioned, in Mishnah Ches, Tes, and Yud, or Mishnah Tes, and Yud, where you cannot even save a revius of log to eat it in a state of tara, then you're allowed to make the tummy with your hands. Oval to tama ketzad. What case, says Rabbi Shua, do I agree that you cannot make a tummy? That even Rabbi Shua would say that you can't make a tummy, even where it's going to become tummy? This is a different case. This is a case where hoya over mi makam la makam, person who's traveling from place to place, v'kikoras shel truma biyad, and he's got loaves of truma in his hand. The amar le'nachar, and a goy comes along and meets him and says, "Ten liachas man, give me one of those loaves, v'atama, and I'm going to make a tama with my hands. V'im lav, and if you don't give me one of those loaves, hare ani matam's kol, I'll make all of them. I'll defile all of them, make them all tama, all the loaves." In this case, Rabbi Eliezer Omer Yitame is kolon, v'al yitin lachas man v'itame. Don't give him even one of them. Don't let and the guy will do what he wants. Let him do what he wants, but don't actively give him in his hand one kikkur, one loaf. Don't put aside one loaf. And Rabbi Yeshua Omer Yaniach lafon avachas man al sela. You don't give him any loaf, but at least you can put it on the rock. Here, even Rabbi Shua agrees that you don't hand over one of the loaves to the goy as he's asked. Just put it on the rock. Now, whatever he does it. That's his business. What the goy does, but at least you've saved the other loaves not to make that the goy will not make him tummy. But to actually give it in his hands, this is the case. Rabbi Shua says no, you can't make it actively tummy. And that would be called actively making tamay by handing it into his hands directly. So leave it on the rock.